Okay, good morning everybody, good talk. So we are continuing learning Stone Mum Dalad in the Shulchan Aruch. As we'll recall, we've been looking at the halachos which relates to Ikkar and Tochel, and particularly this example of dunking partakes of a piece of bread along with a piece of salty fish or a strong drink in such a way that the piece of bread simply serves a functional purpose to remove the nezek, to remove the trouble caused by the salty fish, by the strong drink. So that's why he partakes of this piece of bread. And the din is that the piece of bread becomes topple, even the piece of bread to the extent that the broth you're going to make on the salty fish, the shakol, is going to exempt the piece of bread. Even further, we learn that in fact, even when one partakes of the bread prior to eating the salty item, also for some sort of purpose related to removing the nezek of the fish, also essentially it has a din of tochel, but the bracha of the fish can't cover it because we eat the fish only afterwards. So in that situation, even though at some point we're of the opinion, because nevertheless it is a tochel, the bracha of the bread falls from hamotzi to shakol. Since this is machlokes haposkim, we avoid this scenario. Now let's continue to Sif Dalad, where we're really going to see the central point on which this entire scenario, this entire sugya, is based. And what does it all have? Sif Dalad. In Kavonotoy Mishneh. Now what will happen if one's intent is not simply to remove the nezek caused by the salty fish, one actually has primary intent for both. And what lies behind always is that the bread is simply serving a functional purpose to the fish. If, however, one has intent to consume both, for example, somebody partakes of a strong drink, and along with that, this is a sort of snack time, he has a strong drink and a piece of cake. Or some other type of snack. Sorry, the Lavari Al Shlehem. Then obviously, in this situation, two brachos are required. Because you are having the mezonos and a strong drink, and the two are not connected to each other. The mezonos doesn't serve as a tofel, as a secondary item to the ikkar. It doesn't do anything to help along the strong drink. That's not its purpose. Its purpose is because you're hungry and you want to have a piece of cake. So then, sorry for the horrid culture. The horrid chila ala kismin ala kata, and one would make first a bracha on the mezonos item, shein chashuvin, ba'acharka to horrid ala yayin sar, and afterwards on the strong drink. You make culture cake, and how much more so, and what if you have kismin, the shoy to gum cane cop, how much more so if one has topian cake, where there is no hachamina, that the cake comes to remove some ill effects of the cop. Two brachos on the cake, on the coffee, share kavalot edition. In the light of this principle, the Mishavura tells us that even with regard to the previous situation, where one partakes of a piece of bread along with a piece of herring or something else strong, and one's intent is that the bread should remove the ill effect of the fish, so the Mishavura, one should be extremely wary. One should be very careful in this scenario. Because very often, a person's intent isn't just to remove the ill effect of the fish. It might also have that effect, and it might be useful for that. But very often, a person is also intending to eat the bread in order to satiate oneself at all. For any purpose, to remove hunger. So in that situation, the bread cannot become topple. Only when the entire purpose of the bread is simply to remove the ill effect of the fish. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, one should be very wary of relying on the bracha on the fish to cover the bread. Only if one's absolutely certain that one's entire kavanah is simply for that. But if one's kavanah is also to remove the, it's also for satiation, then two brachos are required. In fact, we should go as far as saying that even the very first tiny bit of the bread, which does have the effect of removing the salty taste, since one also has intense for satiation, even the very first mushroom will also require the profit. One shouldn't have a halal, maybe at least a little bit, the amount would be sufficient to remove the ill effects of the fish. And then I'll make the bracha after that. No, so the Mishnah, once your intent is also for satiation, your entire akhila is connected, gets the umbrella name of akhila for satiation. It's no longer a problem for the fish, and therefore a bracha is required on it as well.
He wants only the fish to absorb the salty taste and the bread.
The bread.
This is super. That is the bread like this, and now he wants the bread. So now there's a bracha on the bread after this.
Yeah, if he'll arrive in such a situation. So originally he had one intent, and now he has a second intent. Yeah. So at that point, we'll become tired and broke. Yeah. Okay, so now I'd like to begin looking at some other scenarios of combination of the donut, of a cracker, something like this, and other items.
This doesn't look like it's a short fish.
Yeah.
When you know before you learn this chart, you can put the brands. You make the brands, right?
Right. So, right.
What Hiddish did the brand right now? The topic of this morning.
Right now, you've got
it. Right now, you need three bowls. Make the brands. What is Hiddish?
You're right. It comes paragraph 1 to 3, where we learn about this situation of the strong drink with the bread. So in order to clearly be lucky, to clearly qualify for us, what are we talking about?
One is in relation to
if it brings us back, what was the thought of the killer?
I thought that means.
No, I don't think we're saying any kind of further than that. It brings us back to what we would have thought, just to clearly qualify in what situation the Ikan and Tuffle thing was there.
Every time we have to go to the bread.
Okay. So now let's come back to some other scenarios of mazoinos, of cracker, things like that, which one has along with other items, something that are not written openly in the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch, so I'd like to digress a little bit. The Mishnah Berurah discusses a situation where one partakes of a cracker, some sort of mazoinah item, and one eats it together with something which he calls a dovo lelachis boy, something to accompany it. Like we have the Lashon Chazal, lelachis et hachas, something which accompanies bread. For example, he says, cheese. Although, as Mishnah Berurah, the accompanying item might also be beloved, might also fancy if you really like it, who applies their shalom and one really desires to partake of it too. Nevertheless, as Mishnah Berurah, the bracha on this combination of this cracker together with some sort of topping, spread, cheese, whatever it is simply mazon. You take the cracker, you put on it some sort of topping. The bracha is mazon. Because, says the Mishnah Berurah, the cracker remains the ikar. Because the topping is simply to accompany the cracker. The main akhila is the cracker. And the topping is to make the cracker more tasty, make it more of a pleasant experience, even though you also like the cheese. You like cheese for itself, but this is simply to accompany it, and therefore the bracha is only the mazoinus, and the topping, the accompaniment, is topil to the crack.
Yes, topil. The now question, which I would like to agree to one.
Yes.
In front of me, cracker and head, good whatever.
Whatever it might be, yes.
Well, I think it might be that different. That being hairy and a straight up.
Whatever you would like there to make you comfortable, because I really would like that in the creation.
Yeah.
If spread would not be there, I'm not going to be spread. Steve.
Yeah,
I will not put cracker in my mouth right now.
I'm not sure at this point.
Yes, right now.
I don't think.
I need to make two bread. Maybe a mistake.
Yeah, no, I don't think they're going to make any fool in the hole. I'm sure, but I don't think they make any difference. But the point is, even though you wouldn't like a cracker without it, nevertheless, your main intention is to eat a cracker.
No!
Oh, is it?
It is my
so
goal.
You cannot eat the cracker. You have to get all the cracker. The more of the country, all the more is muddy, all the more pleasant to us, your intention is to eat the cracker. You want to eat the cracker, but you can't eat cracker without making it a little bit more.
I don't like to eat cracker without it.
Common criminal, For the person, individual, or for the common use of
God? That's exactly what I was thinking about when he brought up this question. My understanding of this case till now, because it's more closely, was that we're describing a cracker where the common use is different. It's so tasteless,
yeah.
So thin, and so tasteless, that it's just not oily to that at all.
Okay.
But the case which was being discussed before is this slight twist of this situation where we have somebody who's doing something unusual. They're forcibly. In other words, they're taking this cracker which many people would have for itself, and they are using it simply as a
holder.
Then forcibly. So let's leave that case on the side now. So again, as Mr. Bruin, here we are discussing a type of situation where we have a mezonos which is so thin and so tasteless that it simply serves to hold the topping and nothing further. Then the bracha on the topping, no bracha on the crack. Then it continues the Mishnah Berurah. However, if we will have a cracker which has also some private tashibut, it has also its own taste, then says the Mishnah Berurah, a bracha on the cracker and a bracha on the topping.
Oh.
Unless there's a Mishnah Berurah, unless they were baked together. Unless they were baked together, which gives it a bit of one Michael and then just mosaic. But again, if there's a cracker which has no tashibut whatsoever, tasteless, it's simply a holder, just a bracha on the topping. If it also has a certain taste, then super. Unless they're baked together, then it's just mosaic.
Good.
So now, let's just more clearly define what is the difference between this middle scenario of Mishnah Berurah, where he says that this cracker is taste having taste. Then there's a bracha on the cracker and a bracha on the topping. What exactly is the difference between this topping, this which Bruce mentioned here, and the one we began with, who says that when you have a cracker and a topping, then one bracha on it. So, it is clear, there might still be some smaller places where it's not so certain. In other words, clearly the definition is going to have to be that the earlier Mishnah Berurah discusses something which, one is not eating it, where the topping is not being eaten for itself at all. Whereas the second Mishnah Berurah is discussing something where one wishes to partake both of the cracker and of the topping in and of itself. So the first Mishnah Berurah discusses a case where the topping is simply had to be an accompaniment to the crack. The second Mishnah Berurah is discussing something which is that a cracker and topping. Now, how in more practical terms do we decide whether this is what's going on or not? So, if we talk about types of topping that you would never eat on their own, like ketchup, mayonnaise, maybe even hummus, types of dips, peanut butter, jam, all these things is borrowed, but you're not having it for itself, you are having it to be an accompaniment to the cracker. So it's possible it's just a bracha on the cracker. What happens when we come to other types of things from stars sometimes eat on their own, like tuna, egg, herring, etc. So those, surely, the choya are included in the other category of the Mishnah Berurah, where there's two bracha. Let's just add that there is an indication in the Mishnah Berurah that in fact, it can sometimes be that even items like tuna and egg can also sometimes be included in the earlier scenario of one bracha. It's not an absolutely flat class. In other words, it appears to depend actually on the individual da'at of the person eating it, and perhaps the way that he's eating it. Because if you have a cracker with a thin little spread of tuna spread, that's one bracha. If you have a cracker with a heaped mountain of tuna, where clearly your da'at thinks you also want to eat tuna, it's just nice to eat tuna and big cracker. So then indeed, two bracha. Also, the color of a herring, which has a certain innate tashibus, is more than just it appears as two bracha. So let's just summarize now. We've come up with the fact that we've basically spoken about four categories. We spoke about a category, the first Mishnah Berurah we discussed, the category of the cracker with spread, where one makes just where a minimum moment. We spoke about the cracker which simply serves to hold the topping and nothing further whatsoever because the cracker is thin and tasteless. There's just a bracha on the topping. We spoke about a case where one wishes to have both the wearing of the Zionist and the copying also for itself, not just for accompanying the cracker, where two brothers, and we spoke about a case owing the Zionist for the copying which was baked together, where we had only wearing of the Zionist and no further brothers. Let's just go over once more those four categories with examples. So again, a category of the first mission brewer, where it's going to be in the Zionist only, was one having a cracker with simply a topping to accompany the cracker, so that a cracker with all types of simple spreads, peanut butter, jam, chocolate spread, Marmite, mayonnaise, ketchup, all types of dips, one drop only. A cracker which is simply in order that your hands should not get dirty, but the cracker has got no chashivas whatsoever in and of itself. So one example of that is the ice cream cone, in a situation where the ice cream cone has no taste whatsoever. A simple cardboard type of ice cream cone, just charcoal on the ice cream. Or if we would have perhaps types of cheesecake which have a very thin base, which simply are nothing but to hold the cheese. I think this case is not so moxley, since cheesecakes normally are made to be like a very enjoyable ice cream. Part of it is normally the pastry at the bottom, which is also sweet and tasty. But if we would have such a scenario, the third case where we are having the mezonos also with a topping to enjoy both of them, so a cracker with herring, a cracker with a good helping of tuna egg on top, a ice cream with a cone where the cone is also tasty. And the final situation, a very minimum zonus with a topping which has been baked together. So there, for example, all types of quiche, blintzes, etc., where you have a zonus base with the paper on top, whatever it might be, where they're baked together, so there's one drop on both. Okay, so there you go.